Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock and Hunter. You and that damn microphone, I swear to God.
I think I gotta get it adjusted this right.
Swear to God, I'm gonna beat you to death with that microphone.
It's really not squeaky today. I thought it'd be more squeaky.
You're trying to do a bit and it's not working, so I should move on.
Damn it.
God! One time.
It is a loud microphone, isn't it? So for instance, my wife will sneeze upstairs and Brock's like, damn.
Yeah.
I'm like, geez, you can hear that? Like, what else can you hear down here?
Yeah. Everything. Everything.
There's a lot of things I thought you couldn't be able to hear. You can hear that?
What are you, cleaning a glass? What are you doing? Plunging the toilet?
So you gotta be real careful down here with what I do.
The things these ears have heard is quite disturbing. Quite disturbing.
It's just surprising because you can't hear.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good microphone. A good microphone. Anyway, enough of Hunter's gross basement activities that can be heard by me. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
You buy the billboard again there, Mac? Sorry, Chief. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when it's the weekend and you're like, hey, man, I need something cold and tasty to drink. Well, you're stocked up because of Bud Distributing. Boom!
All right, breaking news in sports this morning. Anything that I think is going to happen, anything I predict in sports and I say that I really lean into and that I like really 100% predict, it never works out for me. That's why I don't gamble. That's exactly the reason why I don't gamble. The dealer could look at the card and be like, hey, this is a queen of hearts. 100%.
100%.
We're going to split the pot. We're going to cheat. We're going to do all this. And he could lay it down himself, and the card would change right there. It'd be queen of diamonds. All diamonds.
Ah,
it looked like a heart.
I swear.
Dude, I always get screwed. I didn't bet last night, and I'm happy I didn't. Golden State winning last night, 103-90. Golden State wins the NBA Finals. Here we go. Showtime in Boston.
Yeah.
I mind you. Dude, there's no way.
You know what it is? People are getting, they heard us talking about it. Like, oh, man, they're catching
on. That's got to be it.
We just
got
to win, guys. Yeah, yeah. They're catching on, and we need to just shape up, or it's going to be like the whole baseball Astros fiasco. Yeah.
So, dude, the first, like, seven minutes of the game, I was like, see? I was texting everybody. Dude, Boston went up like big time right off the bat.
Yep.
And they weren't letting off. Crowd was getting into it. I'm just like, oh, this isn't going good. This is not going good for Golden State. And then all of a sudden, it's like the momentum just changed like that, and it never went back. I mean, it was like lights out. That's what three-pointers can do to a team. It's like you can go dunk, 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 but they're only worth two.
Yeah.
There's something about a team that, like, at any given moment, you could just throw the ball up and make, like, nine of these things in a row.
You get hot on those threes, man. You just can't be beat.
Nope. You can't be beat.
Nope.
Unless you can find out how to score more points somehow. When Chef Curry gets the ball.
Yeah.
Dude, he had a shot last night. He rolled off a pick and roll and kind of just popped back and just threw it up. Dude, like one of those shots that, like, you know, you're at the YMCA and a kid just throws it up. And you're like, oh, my God. Yeah, just stop passing him the ball, dude.
He's just chucking it up half court. Just come on now, man. What are you doing?
Now imagine that kid. But every time he does it, it's nothing but net.
Yeah. Yep.
What?
That's why he's the MVP. Won his first MVP, man.
Dude, he's not only an MVP. He's an effing alien.
Yeah.
This guy is not from this planet. He's kind of odd. He's an odd dude. You ever heard him in an interview?
No.
Super nice guy. I mean, he's nice. I'm not talking trash or anything about it, but it's not really what you'd expect, you know? It's not your typical blah, 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 you know? It was a great game. He doesn't even look at the camera.
He's a shy guy.
When he's talking, he's kind of looking off up into the stands and not really. Hey, Steph, over here.
It's because he's an alien, right? That way? That right there?
He's an alien, dude. He doesn't want to look you in the eye. He doesn't want to show his truth.
He's from a planet where all the aliens just make it rain three-pointers constantly. He came here. He's like, I'm going to crush it. Boom.
Dude, absolutely unbelievable. Yeah, last night's game, I turned it off fourth quarter, I'm like, I don't think I have to watch this anymore. This game is over.
Well, I was right. You were wrong. You still
No, you weren't. You said you were grieving me yesterday.
No. I don't remember that. I don't recall that one bit. So
shut up. We both were like, there's no way.
Nope.
Golden State's going to win in Boston tonight.
I don't think that's how it went. And you still owe me $10, by the way, so. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's bet on something else. I'm going to get that $10
That's not how it works. That's not how it works. Double or nothing,
let's
buddy.
Let's bet on what I'm going to talk about next. How about that?
I don't know. What, you got like a fun tennis story or
nope.
Jousting?
Nope. It's going to be golf. You owe me $10.
No, okay. Fine. All right. Oh, we're even now. We're even. You're an idiot.
Phil Mickelson. U.S. Open. Listen to this, man. Phil Mickelson chances at the U.S. Open all but evaporated on the sixth green, where he four-putted for an ugly double eagle.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, you're just a terrible golfer, Phil. Look at you.
This guy sucks.
This guy is the worst. It was the low point of a round of eight over 78 that led him in a tie for 144th place. It marked the sixth straight time lefty failed to break par in the opening round of the U.S. Open. You dirty, dirty, terrible man.
Man, I wish you
would
just...
How could you even consider yourself a golfer?
I wish you'd give it up already. I mean, I've been tired of watching this guy just limp through. Unbelievable.
Dude, who wrote this story? Who wrote this?
Some guy who's
there
probably...
There's a condescending tone to this story. It's like, whoever wrote this is like, look at this guy. He sucks.
Probably some guy who's never shot... under 100, right? You know
dude,
what I mean?
78? Give me a break. Nobody around. Come on.
Hey, I sent you something for this this story, just if you want to use that.
What'd you send me?
No, it's for the story. It'll help out. It's just facts about the story. I messaged to you on Facebook.
God, Jesus! Whoa! Dude, good Lord! That's a scary... Yeah, thanks for giving me nightmares. He just sent me a picture of Phil Mickelson. And I'm telling you, there's a couple pictures floating around on the internet. He has this look on his face of just fright. What is that? Like Phil, look at... You want to review this picture? No, like, did he agree with that?
What I love, too, is he's got that typical golfer Neapolitan ice cream tan, too, where their forehead is super white.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for always, sure.
And then ice it's cream. Like, it just gets dark. You got the white, you got the vanilla up on the forehead, yeah. And then you got what? Maybe the like
strawberry and then
and then just that chin is just, yeah. every professional
Neapolitan
golfer
tan.
Looks like great. Neapolitan ice cream. Yep.
Dude, that face of fear.
Look at that.
I'm telling you, this picture. Actually, just type in Phil Mickelson into Google, and then look at one of the first couple pictures. You'll know what we're talking about. He's got this smile, but it's not really a smile. His eyes are really big.
Like, if you cover the mouth, he looks like he's a murderer. He looks like he's going to murder someone.
Cover the mouth with like, thumb, for sure.
Just look up Phil Mickelson, or you know, I'll post it on our Facebook page, and you can go
post
there.
It on. So, for instance, it's the look that like if you're talking to somebody and you're standing on the side of the road, and then you look over and the car is only like 10 feet away from me, and you have that look on your face. Oh God, you know, that's what it is.
Yeah. No, seriously, I want everyone to do this exercise. I'm going to post it here after sports. You go to our Facebook page and just cover the mouth, and you'll be like, okay, that guy's insane. Cover the eyes. Oh, what a nice smile.
That's a nice guy.
He looks nice. Cover the mouth. This guy's going to stab me in his basement.
Murder.
Cover the eyes. Oh, maybe I have a drink and share some funny stories. Cover his mouth. He's going to turn me into a skin lamp. Cover his eyes. I'd let this guy watch my children. Like, it's different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's different.
It's crazy how it changes like that. Dude, that is a face of I owe $30 million to somebody. It is
for sure.
Face of fear.
I'm doing it right now because how I can scroll.
Dude, it's amazing. It's like an optical illusion.
When I scroll, I can do like just the mouth or just the eyes. I'm having a lot of fun with this. This is great. Ah! Oh! Ah! Oh!
Just relax your eyes a little bit, man. Like, anyway, I'm not talking trash. I love Phil, by the way. Phil Mickelson is one of my faves, man. He's great, but damn.
So, Mr. Photographer, I'm going to do really wide eyes because I don't want to blink, okay? Anyway.
Yeah, that's scary. All right, anyway. I got a weightlifting story, but I'm going to save it for next hour because we went too long on... Oh, God, Phil.
Okay, is that it? You good?
That's it.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
All righty. Where is the hood at? Good morning, 7:25, Brock Hunter.
What's up? Here we go.
Folks, don't forget another qualifying round for the Screaming Yellow Summer coming up here later on. We're going to tell you all the details on that. Make sure you get qualified for that ultimate entertainment prize pack. Until then, let's do...
Big old fatty TV.
Big old fatty TV, all that good stuff. Right now, though, let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So, yeah, summertime when it's hot, you need something cool and refreshing.
Hot.
You're stocked up with Bud Distributing. Boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Ice cold beer too, right out of the cooler, man.
Ice cold beer.
The Golden State Warriors are now NBA champions once again. Brock topping the Boston Celtics 103-90 for their fourth title in the last eight seasons.
Man,
we were wrong, and I say we because we were wrong. You were part of it yesterday.
I don't remember that.
I swear, anything that I 100% go for in sports. I'm like, this is going to happen. This is how it's laid out. Like, it's inevitable. I literally pulled up, what was it, the Caesars one? The sports betting app or whatever?
Yeah.
By the way. Okay, so I pull it up. I'm like, oh, I'm going to bet some money because there's no way they're not going to a game seven. This is just not happening. Well, it did. It did last night. But before I get to that, dude, these sports betting apps, I don't bet much, but can they make it just a... I know a lot of you understand it, and they're like, dude, it's very simple. You just got to blah, blah, blah. And I can get through it. I can do it. But plus four, blah, 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 down, blah, you got to do it like this. Like, when I'm going through this app, like, I don't feel confident
in where your
money's
going.
I really know what I'm doing. You know? It's like I already feel like I'm getting duped before I get duped.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
Yeah, you know, the over-under, plus or minus, who's favorite. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Like, just get me to a section where it's like, who's going to win, Golden State or Boston? Is that an option out there?
Yeah. Yeah. This is who I think is going to win.
Here's your money.
I don't need to do the points. I just you know. There's times that if they cover the spread, it's like, okay, so the team I bet on didn't win, but I covered the spread, so I did win. Like, doesn't seem.
Do this, and then there's some other things. There's some other underlying things. It's like, dude, I'm tech savvy. I understand things. I do a lot of things, but that sports betting app is just a little too confusing. Where I'm just like, I don't know if I always end up closing it out.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, I'm just gonna call it. I'm just going to watch a game.
I'm just going to save the $50 that I definitely would have lost in this.
You know.
And
jitterbug it. iPhone it. Make it simple.
Jitterbug.
Stripes it.
Jitterbug.
Anyway, last night, dude, it was an amazing, amazing game. Boston was up early. I think the first 5 minutes, man, I was like, this is it. I don't have to watch anymore. Boston's killing it. The crowd was into it. They were flowing. The offense was flowing. Boston was playing defense. Curry couldn't even get off a shot. And then all of a sudden, dude, literally, boom, momentum switched. And when it switched, it never went back.
Curry got hot, and that's why he was MVP.
Dude, he had a few shots last night. You know, like just like a dagger.
Yeah.
It's one of those shots. Like, I shouldn't say one. I should say he had like three or four of them in a row last night. It was just like by the third or fourth one, you're just like, ooh.
It must just
like, how do you recover from that, dude? You can't.
His brain just and just how his body functions on the court is just different.
It's just different.
You know,
he's a little spider, dude. Like you can't catch him.
Yeah.
He's there. He's over there. Ball 3-pointer in. Nothing but net. Yep. That's what I'm saying. Michael Jordan. All right. My favorite. I love Jordan. I love everything about Jordan. But, dude, Jordan would throw the dagger down. He would. But it would be like one last shot dagger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, Steph is like by the fourth shot last night in a row like that, I was like, dude, this Jordan wasn't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan wasn't putting four or five of these three-pointers in a row down their throat going up by 22 points. I mean, he would, but it's just different.
Yeah.
It's just different now. It's weird. The three-point shot has changed this game completely. And so at Boston, see, you know what happens is you try to keep up with it. So Steph hits three or four threes in a row. As Boston, you're like, dude, we got to shoot threes.
Yeah.
And nobody on that team can shoot threes like Steph.
No.
No. So it's like you're trying to keep up, but you can't, and then you just get deeper into the hole because you're missing shots.
Wasting time on those. Yeah, shots. For sure. There's a reason he's the MVP, folks. There's a reason.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Boy can ball.
An amazing player, man.
Yep.
So there you go. Golden State. Hey, we were wrong. I admit it. I am sorry.
What's this?
If you bet money, because I said yesterday it's a guarantee.
What's this wee stuff? You got a mouse in your pocket or something? I don't know what you're talking about.
You were part of it yesterday. You were right on board.
I don't remember that one.
Shut up.
So you and that mouse in your pocket.
Is that what you say to your bookie, too?
Yeah. What do you mean, we? I don't remember betting this.
I wasn't a part of this bet.
I wasn't a part of this. Get out of here. He's like, oh, okay, all right. You're right. You're right.
End up with a broken knee. Hey, moving on real quick. I'm going to talk about weightlifting. Listen to this. I don't know if I believe this. Over in England, a martial artist. Keyword there, martial artist.
Yeah.
Steve Keeler broke the Guinness World Record by lifting 285.49 pounds with a single finger. The 48-year-old Keeler started strength training about 4 years ago and used only his middle finger to lift the 6 iron weight discs. To break the world record.
Well, of course you don't believe that. You can barely get 5 pounds off the floor.
Hey. We're not talking about me. We're just talking about the human body right now, all right? 285 pounds on a single finger and it doesn't break?
Yeah, man, it's all mental. That's not that impressive.
No, it's not all mental. It's physical.
No. You got it. He's harnessing his chi, all right?
You can't think about your finger not breaking. I'm sorry. I don't know if I believe that. How do they do it? How does he do it?
He probably had his arm braced, like, right, on something. I could do it. That's not a big deal.
What no,
a big
dude, one. Please try. Please, God, try
hey,
it.
Hey, I got my...
I will find 6 plates.
I got my forearm grippers right here, dude. I could probably... I could do it tomorrow.
Oh, you're prepped.
I can do it tomorrow.
This guy's prepped.
Look at that, dude. I'm ready. Oh, feel
just
that burn.
Throw that thing away. Throw it away. What's feel it doing?
Getting a good sweat in here.
The only thing that's burning is me. Pissed off. Do you think that does anything for you?
Come on, push it. Do it. Come on. Keep going. You can do it. Girly man, do it. What?
285 pounds, one finger. I'm calling BS.
Well, I doubt there would be a story about it if it didn't happen.
It wouldn't be in the Guinness Book of World Records. I guess you're right. There's got to be something, though. He's like taping it or like bracing it or.
It's because like you said your knees start clacking together when you put a new water thing on your water cooler.
Bones start to shake, man.
Yeah. Other people are in good shape, Hunter. In good shape.
I get that. There are a lot of people that are in great shape, but 285 pounds on one finger?
Hey.
No. I'm going to look it up. I'm sorry. So there you go. Call them BS with the Guinness. You know what the Guinness Book of... They're just trying to fill pages. That's what they're doing.
Is that all it is? It's just a ploy
to sell... They're trying to fill pages. It's just trying to make the book thicker. That's all
it is. It's just
doing.
A ploy to sell more books, isn't it? Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's it. Okay. Well, you go look that up. I'm going to keep doing my forearm workouts. Do you have anything else, or is that it?
That's it. That's all.
All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.